Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Mayor de Blasio announcing a strict standard for schools to reopen in September. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb with the details on the plan, as announced by the mayor and schools chancellor.
The mayor underlined that physical classrooms will not open and will not stay open unless the citywide rate of positive corona tests remains below 3%. If it does and schools do open, if one child or a teacher tests positive, that classroom will be closed and everyone in it must quarantine for 14 days. But if there are two cases in different classrooms in one school, the whole building is closed and there's an investigation to determine whether there's been a broader transmission. Chancellor Richard Carranza.
We are approaching reopening by centering health and safety as our foundational approach, basing our policies on the expertise of health professionals, period.
The mayor said in high schools, they're going to have groups of students stay together and have the teachers move around instead of the students. He acknowledges opening New York City's school buildings is an enormous challenge, but declared,
I have absolute faith in our educators and our school staff that they are up to this challenge. And I know, we know for a fact that parents and kids are ready.
Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
On this 31st of July, the last day of the month, this is the deadline for schools across the state to have their plans ready for Albany. And the landscape varies from district to district on Long Island. Here's WCBS's Sophia Hall.
No plan is perfect, admits Dr. Robert Dillon, district superintendent for Nassau-Bosie's, but school districts across Long Island are planning to keep students as safe as possible if schools reopen.
And the plans are for in full face-to-face, also distance learning. And they've all taken a look at their individual classrooms, their facilities. They've made adjustments and accommodations. They've removed furniture.
For some of the younger children, especially a long day of wearing masks could be difficult, Dillon tells me.
They're building in, you know, opportunities for the children to be mask-free in a safe environment, socially distanced. And I think the peer pressure, in most of the cases, we'll have the children wearing the mask because it will be cool to wear a mask because everyone will be doing it.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
In a lucrative summer, renting out the house up in smoke for some on Airbnb as they're cracking down on house parties after that 700-person extravaganza in a mansion in Jackson that angered neighbors. Ben Bright, the company's head of trust and safety communications, says Airbnb suspended or removed nearly three dozen New Jersey properties from its platform so far.
We're trying to do our part to weed out that activity and make sure that New Jersey's social distancing guidelines and public health mandates are being respected.
Three people were arrested in Jackson Township this week for violating Governor Murphy's order limiting social gatherings. A protest against police brutality has made its way now to Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. The Take Your Knee Off Our Necks march began at Times Square. The families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Eric Garner are taking part in this demonstration. Organizers say the march will also highlight crime within the black community. Mayor de Blasio helped paint a Black Lives Matter mural in front of the family courthouse in Jamaica, Queens yesterday. He was looking to paint one in every borough. The mayor took part in painting a BLM mural in front of Trump Tower this month. It's been vandalized several times. Watching the weekend and watching the track of Isaias with an eye on the tropics. Let's get the updated forecast now live to the Weather Center. Here's Bob Larson.
Certainly a lot of weather to talk about, not only today and this weekend, but through at least the first half of next week as we continue to monitor the tropics. For today, well, most of the rain's done. There's still a couple of showers scattered about, mostly cloudy, sun breaking through at times. Quite humid, but certainly nowhere near as hot as it has been. Today's high 79, partly cloudy tonight, low 72, partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid, but not extreme, a high of 86. We do expect a couple of showers Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 85. It's now 71 at Jersey City. It's up to 81 in Caldwell, 71 at Midtown, a high of 79.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.